The law went into effect just before last New Year's.
As of October 31st, we have seized 78 vehicles this year. That's a huge number of fines that ultimately get collected, and a huge number of drivers who probably need to be a little bit more honorable about what they owe.
Lieutenant Dave Parker is APD's public information officer. Despite the lieutenant's appeal to honor, one suspects it's the force of the law that will have the greater influence upon drivers with hefty, unpaid fines. According to APD, topping the scuff law list is a driver with 75 unpaid citations totaling over $8,700. Second place goes to 60 citations at just under $8,000. The names and amounts are posted on the Anchorage Municipality website under Online Services Scuff Law Violators. Once within the Scuff Law site, there are two lists, the top 50 list, and a total of all drivers with over $1,000 in unpaid citations. The list is constantly updated, both adding and removing names. That's important because under the law, if the driver owns the vehicle, it's subject to seizure. If the vehicle doesn't belong to the driver, it still suffers impound. And size is no protection from seizure. Parker says this fall, APD made two sizable impounds. One was a 1995 loaded international dump truck, and the other was a 1995 Kenworth tractor trailer rig.
They were stopped, actually, when they were doing commercial vehicle checks, which we do from time to time. And it was found that the drivers were scufflaws, and the vehicles were seized.
The two commercial trucking companies were not responsible for the drivers' unpaid tickets, but that may have been small consolation, for other fees were directed toward the vehicle owners. Towing and storage can range from $280 to $690. Parker assumes the two impounded trucks fell into the upper range. But he also praised the trucking companies and how they handled the situation.
The owners, actually, they were very cooperative and very understanding, and they dealt with the situation, as I understand it, very quickly to get their vehicles released and deal with the traffic fine.
Parker says both drivers have paid their accumulated citations and have been removed from the list. The arrests actually took place in September, but were not announced until now. They were saved because they served as a large concrete example for one of APD's periodic public reminders about the law. Parker recommends that all commercial firms employing drivers, as well as car rental businesses, should check the municipal scuff law list before sending out company cars and trucks. That's also true for anyone who would loan a personal vehicle to a friend. Although the city uses accumulated fines totaling $1,000 or more as the basis for arrests, it's not really collecting money that underlies the law's existence. It's safety.
The bottom line is we do not want people who are dangerous drivers out there on the road. Fact is, if you accumulate that many citations, your driving history is not great. Let me put it this way. If you were going to loan me your car and you found out that I had $5,000 worth of unpaid traffic citations, would you think twice about loaning me your car? I'll bet you would.
The credit for creating the law goes to Jenny Morris, an Anchorage resident who was injured by a perpetually reckless driver in 2006. She still suffers from her injuries. It was Morris who, after being frustrated with official channels, described her situation to the Anchorage Assembly, which then began crafting the law. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.